An airport is banning hugs that last longer than 3 minutes. This is in New Zealand. They put up a sign that says, farewell hugs. The drop-off lane are limited to 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, use the parking lot.
Is it just delaying people?
Yeah, I guess. Because it's.
But who hugs for 3 minutes?
3 minutes is excessive.
That is a long time.
Let's have Jason and Katie hug for 3 minutes.
Oh, my God, no.
I don't even want to hug for 30 seconds. I mean, no offense. It's just not. It's not you. It's just in general. I mean,
he's like, damn. He's like, I want to give you a hug now for 3 minutes. That's a long hug.
That's a very long hug. And I get it. You see those couples sometimes at the airport, and maybe or family members. You're hugging your mom goodbye if you're moving overseas or something.
Or you're going to the military.
Sure,
or,
yeah.
I think that's 3 minutes.
3 minutes. That is too long.
It's one individual person. This isn't like over the course of like five people or we're going to do it for 3 minutes.
That I would understand if you have a whole huge group, but
they start. And if you think about this, back in the day, that's about the whole period of sexy time I would have.
For real.
I know. You've up to like 356 now, right?
Oh, gosh. No, I haven't done that in a long time. It would probably be like 30 seconds.
You're back below 30 minutes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, don't worry about the three minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Maybe
just
a breeze goes by.
Oh, I guess it's been a while. Definitely lead to some pregnancy.
I think you have to take that to like a parking lot before you get to the airport drop-off.
Or don't be an insane person to hug for 3 minutes. Who does that?
I don't know.
I mean, that's bizarre.
I have seen, or pulling up to the airport, that there are those couples, you know?
I'm going to miss you.
Nobody wants to.
And as soon as they get on the plane, they're like, oh, that ball and chain.
But they're just it's over the top.
No one does that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people do it, but it's like, it's bizarre.
Get it out of the way before you get in the line.
What are some other things that should not last for more than 3 minutes? Let's go to Carrie. What do you think?
To me, some conversations with certain people shouldn't last.
Yep, I'm in agreement.
What type of people?
Maybe somebody you didn't care to, that you didn't like in school, maybe. Or somebody that you don't care. I don't know, just certain people that you just don't get a good vibe from and want to get away from, you know.
Yeah,
to me, you know, it shouldn't last any longer than 3 minutes.
All right.
I feel that.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, you see them approaching like, oh, God.
Here we go.
Buckle up. All right, thank you, Carrie.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And no offense to Carrie, I think she might struggle to have a 3-minute conversation.
Just a little bit.
My God.
Just a little bit. How about
Katie? Go ahead.
Sitting on the toilet when nothing's happening.
Give us a buzz on that.
Wow.
You're saying no? Oh, I thought
3 minutes is the minimum.
If nothing's happening, is what she's saying.
That's when you have your time to scroll.
But if you don't have your phone.
Jared, you scroll everywhere.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
You do.
I'm saying.
You are
That's
on
true.
Your phone a lot.
That is true.
Jared's time to scroll is it daylight?
Am I awake?
The problem is you guys are talking now and I can't scroll. It's really bothering me.
I know. We feel it.
Yeah.
I feel
it. Can we get into something so I can scroll? No, I think for guys, I think also women too, they get away from their kids. They're like, I don't want to be. This is my alone time.
Yeah. I can think of a million other places I'd rather be than in the bathroom where nothing productive is happening.
Yeah.
You don't understand the frustration. You do not. You do not understand what it feels like to want to go to the bathroom, to need to go to the bathroom, and it doesn't work for you. It doesn't happen. So at that point,
I see what you're saying. You're trying to use the bathroom and nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, I thought you're done.
No.
Oh, I forgot you're constipated all the time. Oh, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you just, at that point,
I thought you're done and you're just kind of sitting there just reading something.
No.
You're not even completed.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's terrible.
Can't make it happen.
What about you, Matt?
I think more than 3 minutes to decide where we're going to have dinner is too long.
That's a good point.
Yeah, just commit.
Uh-huh.
Just commit. We shouldn't be going back and forth over what Mexican restaurant we're going to eat at.
Also, can I just say that when I tell my husband, Ben, I say, because normally I have an opinion on where I want to go, and I'll let you know if I have an opinion. When I say the words to you, you decide. You decide.
No, that's a problem.
No.
Because Ben says, oh, how about here? And you go, oh.
No.
I don't want to. A lot of women do that. Though.
If I have reached the point where I say you decide, I mean it. Because
okay,
I'll tell you where I want to go.
A lot of women do. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
When somebody says like, hey, where do you want to go? Oh, it doesn't matter. You decide. And then you say like, okay, Taco Bell. Oh,
I just had that. Now, listen, this just happened recently with somebody. We go to lunch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hey, you give me three suggestions. This happens all the time. I'm like, okay. And I already know my mind. Just pick, because I gave three suggestions, three very different places, and she selected a fourth place that was not a part of the three. I'm like, yeah. Don't ask me. Stop asking me.
There you go. And here's the thing.
Well, and I'm like, why do I even bother? Like, I'm like really trying to think, well, this place is closer to where we both work, and this is, one's Mexican, like one's Italian, you know, trying to make them different. And then it's like a fourth one that I'm like, I don't even want that. I'm like, fine, whatever.
You know what it is, though? For me, I am. I promise you. I am pretty flexible where we go. I am. Do I like
I think
go
the
to...
least flexible of anyone.
No, you are. You won't go
that's
to any place.
That's not true.
You don't like
that.
Yeah,
that's not
it's just
true.
Not
he
true.
Will go.
He won't go there.
Okay.
He won't go there. Every place is bad.
You, every time we say, where do you want to go for lunch? You're like, Core Life. And we say, no.
Right. Yeah, but I still go. It's
specifically, if you said, I never want to eat this place again, then you ask for suggestions, I don't bring that place up. You do it like as a joke.
And sometimes you'll say, well, that's fine. You guys just go ahead. You guys just go ahead.
Yeah, Katie, I am very open to where you go. I'm very open to any type of different restaurant to go to. This guy's not. He won't go to the place over there. He doesn't want to go to this one. I'm telling you.
But Katie, just back me up.
I do. I have to disagree, Jason. I do.
No, then you're wrong.
He'll go. He will
yes.
go.
Katie and I are the most likely to go to lunch out of the four of us here.
You're the one that has the biggest problem with what we eat. Like, you
I
don't
might
like
not
it.
Like it. I still go. Sometimes...
You have stipulations for a few places.
Just like one or two places that I don't care for.
If they don't have free refills on the drinks.
Yeah, he's anti that.
Well, yes. Yeah, so it's like, are you serious in this day and time?
But even then, we're like, get over it. And then you will, for the most part.
I'll go. Yeah. I have never said, I'm not going to go and sit here.
Yeah.
You guys just go.
I pretty much go, but I can always find something good somewhere.
Well, I've never had a problem.
Don't always find something good.
99% of the time.
Sometimes it's disgusting.
Or if we pick a place, for real, Jason goes... Well, it's not Mediterranean.
But I always find something.
Yes.
No, I'm down to go. I like to go to lunch for the social aspect.
Oh, no, I like to eat.
No.
Yeah, we can.
That's
we
the
know,
bonus.
It costs $35 lunch for a lunch.
That's the bonus.
You don't have to go with me. That's fine.
I loved it.
If you go with me or don't go with me, I'm going to eat.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I can't remember the last time Matt went to lunch with us.
I don't know the last time I was invited.
I don't think we've gone in a very long time.
Yeah, I don't know
time.
The last time everybody we did a lunch.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the grasshopper theory, Matt?
No, and
the
I don't
grasshopper in a jar.
What's that?
They put a grasshopper in a jar and it jumps up. It puts the lid on. It jumps up and hits its head over and over again. After a certain amount of time, when you take the top off the jar, the grasshopper won't even try to jump out anymore.
That's sad.
Because it doesn't want to be hurt. You have hurt us.
Finally.
We are the damaged grasshopper.
It has taken this long, but I've finally become the jar.
Yeah. That is the jar.
But I don't like going to lunch for the social aspect.
I really good
no,
food.
Because I'm like I have so much to do. It's like we end up going to lunch and everybody else is done with their day, yes, and I'm yes, like true. I have work to do, and y'all are just sitting here shooting the breeze. Like I need to, I still need to be productive.
I can see that.
I have said that to Matt before, where I would say if I had to go back, I would be not hype about going. You know,
what do you mean?
Because we are finished with our day now. We have
I've had to go back to work.
Like most of the time when we go to lunch, Jared and Kate, y'all go home after, which is cool
because
I'm coming back to do stuff or I'm going to another job. It's like I'm on more of a time crunch.
Yes, I feel that way when I go to lunch with some of my girlfriends who have to go back to work. Mm-hmm. Is that they don't, for the most part, have a very specific time they have to be. You know, because they're either working from home or whatever, but they have the rest of their day, and I'm looking at my watch thinking, okay, I need to go take a nap. We've eaten, we've socialized. I'd like to go take a nap.
Or eat lunch with people that are in a very strict time crunch. And you get there, you order, like, I got to go. And you've been there for 20 minutes. You're like, why are you even doing this?
Yeah.